Well, the cash cattle may have seen a little bit of a pickup for a Friday trade. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Jerry Stoll joins us today. He is with Country Futures out of Frankfort, Kansas. And I know everybody was kind of waiting to see where this cash would pick up this week. So how are we looking at for a Friday trade?
So far, Susan, it's been a quiet trade. We've seen some pretty aggressive bids that are being rejected. Going back to yesterday, we saw over 2,000 head of cattle trade at 210 in Kansas, which was somewhat misleading because those were of pretty core quality and kind of what we call the heifer at cow at type quality. But we saw one major pay that. Today, so far, we have seen some light trade in Kansas at 212. We've seen the Nebraska regional packer pay 213 in Kansas. Most asking prices, however, are at 216. So there's been trade at 210 yesterday on those questionable cattle, then light trade today, 212, 213. Now, very interesting is we've seen bids by regional packers out of Dakota as high as 218 in both Nebraska and Iowa. And believe it or not, producers turned those bids down asking 220. We saw a Kansas regional packer go up into eastern Iowa and bid 217 on some cattle. Those bids were rejected. Asking price is 220. So they're staying pretty firm here. So we have a lot of trading left to do here yet today to get the week done here. And that's what's been going on so far.
Well, definitely seeing higher box beef prices once again kind of helps to set the tone as we get headed towards the weekend and obviously the last part of a trading week next week for April.
Well, the boxes are higher, but obviously not near enough to offset these cattle costs. And as a result, we've seen two or three packers cutting kill hours to 32, which is normal when you get in a short supply. But, I mean, if they have to pay more than 218, for example, some of these regionals, box beef prices have to go roaring higher to justify that. So packers not liking it. Putting them deeply in the red, but that's the situation we have right now.
What are your thoughts as we look at this feeder cattle market heading into next week? Anything that we need to be kind of keeping an eye on for? Any challenges ahead?
Well, I mean, obviously, as they sell cattle higher, you know, cattle feeders notorious for spending their money right back in the feeder market, and we're approaching historic levels here, and it will eliminate some people from participating just due to their lines of credit. At least you won't be feeding quite as many. When you're starting to pay $2,500 per head for a feeder steer, that limits your ability to own volume. And then we go back to the larger type corporations, more well-financed. A lot of those corporate entities are hedged. They'll look more at hedging margins, be a little more disciplined in buying.
Well, I did see, I had read an article earlier this week that was just talking about, you know, the LRP, and they were talking about the feedlots and saying that, you know, there's not a lot of cattle that are being put through that process through the FSA.
The LRPs, they're just a disaster strategy. You know, they can protect, you know, from maybe losses beyond $250 or $300 a head. They're very similar to a put option on futures. They don't lock in any profits. They just kind of limit your losses, if you want to say. But some of these cattle purchased now, the last week or two, have break-evens well in excess of 210. So it's pretty hard to protect that right now.
All right. Have a great weekend, Jerry. Jerry Stoll joining us. He is with Country Futures and based out of Frankfort, Kansas. This is the American Ag Network.